Welcome to the Triumph of Life podcast, a podcast for experts, entrepreneurs, and small business owners who want to meet more people, get more clients, make more sales, and of course, triumph in business and in life. I really hope the strategies, tools, and ideas that I share in today's podcast help you out, add a massive amount of value in your life, help you reach more people and share your message. Because isn't that why we're doing this? Guys, I believe the banner cry for the expert entrepreneur is a Zig Ziglar quote, get everything we want in this world by helping other people get what they want. And I hope you get some value out of this, can reach more people and crush your goals. Enjoy today's episode.
What is good, Triumphant Life Nation? It is Coach Nikki T here with another edition of Money Making Mondays. So really excited for today's lesson. Really want to just kind of wind the clock, quick little 10-minute lesson, come out the gates as hard as I possibly can, and give you some tools to set up your week. Is that fair? So in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to add a massive amount of value to your life and really to your business. So what I believe in is a concept called in destination, meaning your life and business by design. Let me ask you this question. You want to grow your business, right? You want to get more leads. You want to book more appointments, you know, make more sales and everything that goes into making sales, right? And so how do we do it? If you're like me right now in the world of online marketing or marketing in general, right? Now, odds are, I'll just name a few. Instagram, Facebook ads, YouTube, right? Snapchat, TikTok, offline marketing, email marketing, podcasting, Clubhouse. I can go on and on and on for days with the different strategies and modalities to help you grow your business. Do you want to know the number one way to have the biggest 2021, the biggest year of your business you've ever had? I'm going to drop you these three steps. These are the three steps that I follow in my business. Whenever I'm out of sync with my really life goals, with my vision for my business, I always recalibrate and I come back here. And here's why. These three steps I'm going to go over in this exact training are going to change your business forever. Are you with me on that? I think this, like, it sounds like a bold guarantee. It's really not. This is a bold guarantee because I do it in my life. I do it in my business. I do it for the entrepreneurs that I coach. And I'm going to do it for you right now in today's Money Making Monday. As we were coming into this, I was like, you know what? We're not going to talk tactic or strategy because that's what I think everybody wants to talk on because it's surface level, right? Like so many online quote unquote gurus, right? They can record 8 videos or 10 videos and sell it to you for $499. And then they're like, oh, well, I gave you the videos on it, right? But what I'm finding is the more entrepreneurs that I talk to and the more that I get into this in my own career is a lot of them are just kind of one-trick ponies, right? It's like a flash in the pan. Here's a quick little idea, a quick little strategy. What I want to give you is real fundamental principles, right? Like this is going to be such an in-depth training video. So before we get into the story, I want to start with this. So my younger brother, my family came here to visit me here in San Diego. And so we have the USS Midway, which is a retired United States aircraft carrier. It's a naval aircraft carrier, okay? It served it had the longest running serving time of any aircraft carrier. And now it's actually top 5 museums in the nation, which is kind of cool. So I took my brother, the kiddos there, my mom there. And so we're touring this beautiful aircraft carrier. It had served in Desert Storm. It's been over 50 years in service. So we do the tour and then you get to the flight deck, which if you picture aircraft carriers, okay? So this is where the jets come in and, you know, they're landed in the middle of the ocean. Well, on the top of this aircraft carrier, they had volunteers. They had ex-Navy men that are, in my opinion, the pride of our country, right? These gentlemen in their 70s telling stories of how the ship operated. It was so freaking cool. So if you picture the top of this flight deck, okay, and this is the lesson here. So they're on the top of the flight deck and they had different little, you know, stations where they would tell you the stories of, you know, what that station was meant to do. And so these gentlemen were wearing yellow shirts and you could just see who they were because you could just see the pride, right? They got to go back and volunteer and some of them had even served on that ship. So we stop at one of the shows, right? I guess you would say he's explaining some things. And this gentleman was talking about from a fighter pilot standpoint, from the jets, right? From the pilots, right? Maverick, Top Gun stuff. He was explaining that there was 3 steel ropes that went across the top of the ship. And so he was showing us, and he's like, hey, there's rope 1, rope 2, rope 3. And he said, we as fighter pilots, we're coming in, you know, on a moving target, right? The ship's bouncing up and down. We're getting caught in the wind. Sometimes it's nighttime. He said, what we do here as pilots is we shoot for perfection. So if you picture 3 ropes, okay, rope in the back, rope in the front, 1 in the middle. And what the rope was meant to do is catch the wheels, okay, of the jet when it comes in to stop it. And if it didn't stop it, they would have to really take off or land back in the ocean, okay? That's tough. Like, These boys are coming in shooting for something so, this rope that maybe yay big around, but when you're in the freaking sky, that thing might as well have been an ant, right? But he said, what we do is we shoot for the middle rope. We shoot for perfection. The reason for this is we have a little bit more margin for error in the front or in the back. Does that make sense? I was like, dude, that's the most insanely beautiful thing I've ever heard. And you could just see the gentleman beaming with excitement because he had served, you know, and he had flown jets and he was explaining this. And then they had a video to follow it around, if that makes sense, right? And so I was like, wow, shoot for perfection. So in today's lesson, in today's quick little money-making tip to get you started for the week, I want you to go into this week with a different strategy in mind. Instead of tactics, I want you to think of end-all destination. I want you to think of the map. I want you to think of the map of ultimately what your business by design looks like and where you are going. What is perfection for you in your business? Share with you another quick story. Entrepreneur called me up one day and he's like, hey man, I want to run some Facebook ads. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, well, why do you want to run Facebook ads? He's like, well, because I want to get attention for my business. So I want to get leads. I said, okay, cool. Well, before we take a step back, what are you ultimately trying to do here? And he said, well, I want more clients. I want more money. I said, okay, that's cool. Money's great. You know, more clients are great. How much money do you want? He goes, what do you mean? I want more clients. I said, Facebook ads. I said, again, where are we ultimately going? Because if we don't know where we're going, everything else is just a tactic and a strategy. Check out this quote that I brought for you guys. This is so big. If you don't know where you are going, every road will get you nowhere. If you don't know where you are going, every road will get you nowhere. And think about it. So many entrepreneurs that I talk to today, and I'm guilty of this as well. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You get on your inbox in the morning over a cup of coffee and there's 45 sales emails, right? Watch this video, take this training, go to this masterclass. Then if you click on something, you log into Facebook, they retargeted you. So there's an ad here. Then you go to Instagram and there's an ad there. And then somebody's got a piece of content here. And then you like, does it tell me that's just not sheer chaos? Guys, in the world of internet marketing, they're selling you products, right? They don't want you to tell me what I'm about to tell you. Shut all that shit down. Don't pay attention to it. So check this out. I brought you guys three steps to get really, really clear and set yourself up for ultimate success, okay? Think about this. If you don't know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere. And to me, it's the definition of insanity. Doing a post on Facebook, then running to Instagram to do a post, then running to YouTube to download that to do a post there, and then going live, and then Snapchatting, and then sitting on Clubhouse. Why do we do that? We don't have a clear plan or destination where we're going. Let me explain. Look at it this way. If we're going to go from here in San Diego, where I'm at, okay? If we're going to go to the airport, hop on a plane, you and I, okay? So you show up here, you know, you fly in from wherever you're at. I greet you at the airport. You know, you got your bags. We go to the hotel bar, get some lunch, get a drink or whatever. And we're like, all right, cool. We're going to New York City, okay? If we're going from San Diego to New York City, watch this. Where are we going? New York City. What's the end destination? The skyline, the Empire State Building, you know, the Jay-Z, you got the rock, you know, you got that going on. You got the Statue of Liberty. And we're going to go to the top of the Empire State Building. We're going to see the skyline. And when we land at JFK, we're going to get this crazy yellow taxi because we don't want Uber. We want like an old school, like Seinfeld yellow taxi. I want some foreign guy that doesn't speak English and he's going to take us, right? We're going to go get like a falafel on the street. That's what we're going to do in New York City, right? There's going to be like smoke coming out of the grates. And you know, I've only been there a few times, you probably know better than I do, but that's our end destination. So if we're at San Diego Airport and they're like, now boarding Kansas City, who wants to come? We're not going to look at each other and go, did your mimosa kick in? Did your Bloody Mary kick in? Do you want to go to Kansas City? No, where are we going? We are going to freaking New York City, to the skyline, to the Empire State Building, like to the Statue of Liberty. That's where we are going. So if somebody comes up and says, hey guys, do you want to go to Miami today? Guess what we're going to say? No, we have bags packed for cold weather. We are going to New York City. Now, I use that analogy to share with you this. When you get so hyper clear on where your business is going, when somebody chirps up and says, hey, do you want to run Facebook ads? If that doesn't fit your end destination, you can kindly say no. Hey, do you have time to kind of look at this product or service or like da-da-da-da-da? No, screw off, dude. I'm going to New York City. Perfect example of my life. The kids in their DMs, right? Oh my gosh. So I got like 35 friend requests yesterday, right? And so sure as shit, you can tell it's a marketer because like their bio or whatever. And so sure enough, I approved the guy. And within seconds, hey man, I noticed you do this. How's that going for you? I'm like, bro, seriously, like I don't need your product or service. Why? Because I am on a plan right now. I am on a very clear trajectory of where my business is going and my ultimate business by design. So if you were to call me up right now and say, hey Nick, try TikTok, which happened. So give you a quick story. Hey Nick, try TikTok. I tried it for 2 weeks. It didn't meet my overall business by design. It wasn't my modality. Shut it off, deleted it. It's gone out of my life forever. Same with Clubhouse. I don't need to sit and listen to other people talk. I don't need more ideas and strategies, and nor do you, which I'm going to get in number two and number three in a second. When you get so hyper clear on where your business is going, guys, everything freaking changes for you. Step one of Nikki T's 3 steps to crush this year and have like the biggest freaking year of your career, right? Get hyper clear on where you are going. If you want to know something, this is the hardest thing for entrepreneurs to do. Why? Because we get caught up in busy work. We think that we have to be busy to be successful. I have found more progress from clarity. Old Abe Lincoln quote, if I had 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 4 hours sharpening the axe. It's the same concept. It's working smart versus hard. Now, can we get to New York City in multiple different directions? That's a different story, right? First things first. Number one, you have to get hyper clear on where you are going and what your ultimate business looks like. So let me start with you right now. This is an interactive Monday money-making tips with Nikki T. What does your beautiful business look like? What does your business by design look like? Is that 10 grand a month for you? Is that 25 grand a month for you? Is that your first 100 grand online? I don't know. Is that 10 grand a month passive? Are you trying to sell affiliate stuff? Are you trying to get to your first 5 clients at 2,500, right? Where are you ultimately trying to go? Okay. Not like, oh, in 35 years, I'll be laying on a beach. I'm talking right now. Like, give me a 90-day target for us to shoot for. We just talked about you and I are in San Diego, right? We're going to be in New York City in 6 hours. It's a now today target goal, right? So what's your target right now? In the next 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, 12-month plan, what's your target? Like, where are you shooting for right now? Get hyper clear on that. Is that 10 grand a month? Is that 30 grand a month? Is that 100 grand a month? Is that your first 10 grand online? Is it your first 100,000 year? I don't know your goals. I would love for you to sound off below so I can get to know them, get to know you a little bit more and help support you. And that's why I have this group here. So step one, get clear. Number two, like I said, we're in San Diego. We're clear. You know where you're going, right? We're going to New York City. Okay. Get clear on your business. I am shooting for my first 5 sales at $5,000. I am shooting for my first 25 grand. I'm shooting for my first 20 grand a month. I'm shooting to stay consistent at $12,000 of revenue per month. Well, I don't know your goals, right? Then number two. So once we get clear on the end destination, list out all of the ways for you to get there right now. Okay. So I'll just use this example. Nick, I'm trying to make my first 100 grand a year online. Okay. So let's say 2021, you're trying to make 100 grand, right? If your goals are bigger, hear the lesson. If your goals aren't there, let this lesson pull you up. Okay. So if you're trying to get to your first 100 grand a year online or in your business, right? You're really shooting 10 grand a month, right? Like after taxes and stuff like that. I think 8,400, sure. That's fine. Let's shoot for 10 grand. It's just a simple analogy. Okay. So we're shooting for 10 grand. Well, let's list out all the ways that you could go make 10 grand per month. And you want to grab a whiteboard, you want to grab a note, something like that, and start listing all this stuff out. Well, if you're trying to get to 10 grand a month, what are all the different modalities, right? You could do Facebook organic stuff. You could run Facebook ads. You could do Instagram organic stuff. You could go live on Instagram. You could go podcast. You could go guest podcasting. You could go affiliate programs, right? You could go email marketing. You could go YouTube. You're like, there's so many different modalities. And here's what I find is this big entrepreneur trap right now, right? Because there's so many people online selling something that's the next greatest pill or whatever, right? So what you have to do is calm all the noise and dial into how do you ultimately want to grow your business? I heard somebody say, I have to be on TikTok. Do you? If you're great at it and you see that as a vehicle from you to get from San Diego to New York from 0 to 10 grand or 0 to wherever, great. But do you ultimately have to? No. If it doesn't fit your personality profile and you don't really enjoy doing it and want to do it for a career, why would you then do it? Bruce Lee said, I don't fear the man that knows 10,000 kicks. He says, I fear the man that's done one kick 10,000 times. If you're great at going live on Facebook and you, every time you go live, you get clients off of it, why would we not make that literally like your go-to strategy, your vehicle to get to 10 grand? Why would we not add in free reports, get a better backdrop for you, get a better microphone, invest in better lighting, get you better scripting, get you better webinar scripts, get you better props, get you better tools, get you interviews? Why would we not make that your dun-da-da-da, your superpower, and double down on that? So list out all the ways that you can make money, all the ways that you can get to 10 grand or insert your goal, right? And find all of them. Like list out everything you could possibly think of. That's step two. Then step three. This is giant, y'all. Giant. Step three, pick one of those strategies and go all in on it for the next 90 days. And I mean all in. I mean, shut off everything else. Get blinders right here. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're crushing the Instagram game. Okay. I got a few friends right now that are just killing the Instagram game, right? Like 90% of their clients are coming from their Instagram. Okay. Great. If you're doing phenomenal at that and you got 10K followers on Instagram and only 5K on Facebook, why would we not bet on the winning horse, right? And so odds are when you go all in on it, you're going to get better at it. You're going to get clearer at it. You're going to get more results with it. When you get more results with it, you could take some of that revenue, 10%, 20%, invest back into said modality. You could run Instagram ads. You could double down. You could start going live on it. You could get better at reels. But you see what I'm saying here? And you commit to go all in on this one strategy, right? So back to this analogy of San Diego to New York City. How many different ways are there for you and I to go from here in San Diego to New York City? We could hop in my Jeep and drive. It'd be a little chilly with the top off when we get to the Midwest. But hey, that's just the way that goes, right? I live in San Diego. Top ain't going on. I surf with this Jeep, right? Right? That's option one. We could take a bus, right? We could hire an Uber driver. Like we could take a, I'm sure there's trains there, right? But even on the road itself, right? How many different switches and twists and turns? And I want you to think about this analogy before we wrap up, because I'm going to wrap up right now, is if we don't have a clear destination in mind, right? Ooh, that looks fun. Hey, hang a left here. Let's pull off to this rest stop. Let's go to this gas station. Let's go to this national park. Without a clear destination in mind, we get paralysis by analysis and we're literally spun in 1,000 different directions. You want to know the big trap of entrepreneurs right now? It's that. Is we are over-consuming too much content. You don't need more content. Let me ask you this question. Did you get an idea to grow your business last week? How about the week before? Were you listening to a podcast? You're like, ooh, that's good. Even here in this group, taught you to write a book, taught you to launch an online e-course. Are those not tools, strategies, and tactics to get from San Diego to New York City? Yeah, pick one. Like, pick one and go all in. But you get the analogy though, right? But if we're hyper clear on where we're going, what we want to do is find the modality that works for us. Now, if we're in the mood for a road trip, sure, we'll get some sunflower seeds, we'll get some beef jerky. You and I will have the time of our life 5 days from here to New York City, right? We'll check out, you know, five parks along the way. If that's the modality that we choose, you and I might go, dude, I want to be there for dinner tonight. Get me on a freaking plane and let's get our butts to New York City and let's go see the skyline, right? You have to pick the vehicle that's going to work for you and serve you long term. So often, we try to run in other people's lanes, right? We try to emulate somebody doing their dances on TikTok or somebody that's podcasting or somebody that's IGing or somebody that's going into Facebook groups or whatever. I don't know how you want to drive your business, right? Like you could pick so many different modalities, but what you need to do right now, if you want to have the biggest year ever, pick one. Shut off everything else. Like opt out of all the emails. Don't even think about it. Don't even listen to it. And the minute that you get there, guys, your business will change. Because if you commit to it for 90 days, it gives you the power and the clarity to go all in on that, to double down on that, to learn that inside and out, to become a master at that. Is this making sense? Guys, if you want to have the biggest year ever, it comes from clarity. Back to this quote again. I think it's so beautiful. If you don't know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere. You want to fast forward your business. You want to blow your business out of the water. Get hyper clarity on where you're going because then nothing else can distract you. Now, I get life happens and things like that. Sure, I'm not talking about the crazy clients or the ones that you have. What I'm talking about is you personally in your end destination. When you get clear on your like end goal, again, let's use that analogy of $10,000. If your end goal is getting to 10 grand a month and you pick, for example, Instagram to get there, when somebody calls you with a Facebook ads course, guess what you're going to say? Thanks, but no thanks. When this kid DM'd me yesterday, bro, thanks, but no thanks, right? We have a strategy. I have a plan. Step out of my way, right? Everybody's got an opinion right now. I swear to God, everybody's got an opinion on what you should do with your business. Guys, in the past 30 days, I have had an Instagram specialist call me to grow my Instagram. He had 328 followers. I had a funnel builder call me and I asked him to send me back through his funnel. He didn't even have his own funnel. I had a Facebook ads DM me cold. Facebook ads expert DM me cold to do Instagram or to do Facebook ads, and he didn't even do them for his business, okay? Everybody's got an opinion and everybody is selling something. All that is meant to do is get you off track of ultimately where you are going. Back to the San Diego to New York City analogy. As we are taking the twists and the turns, if Siri comes on the GPS and she's like, hey, in 2.3 miles, you need to take this exit, we're gonna take the exit because that is in essence the roadmap of where we're ultimately going. You follow me on this one? Back to the analogy of the pilots. We're shooting for perfection. I want you to shoot for perfection in your business. You want to blow your business up? Get hyper clear on, I'm shooting for 4 clients a month at $2,500. And the way that I'm going to get there is through YouTube videos. Do you see the clarity on that? Versus, I'm going to try Facebook, and I'm going to try YouTube, and then I'm going to try TikTok, and then I'm going to try podcasting, and then I'm going to try Clubhouse. And that, you see the difference there. Guys, if you want to crush this year, pick one strategy and go all in on it. I have a dear friend of mine right now that is making $20,000 consistently off of Facebook. Another one does it with this Facebook group. Another one does it with Instagram. I have a friend that makes 50 grand a month on podcasts alone. Everything is podcast. Some do it on YouTube. Yes, I have a friend that just went viral on TikTok, right? You have to pick the strategy that works for you, but you can't be in 19 places at once. And I think this is the biggest, probably going a little over the 10 minutes, but I hope this is this worth it for you? Guys, this is free stuff here in the Triumphant Life Nation, because Nikki T on a Monday trying to help you make some money, which is what we do best around here. The concept being, though, is you can't lose weight and bulk up at the same time, right? It's like you're pulled in 1,000 different directions. And I get it, because how do I know? I'm pulled in probably 10,000 different directions because I try to follow a lot of these gurus, try to support my friends. I want to try to test as much as I can. But oftentimes, it leaves me exhausted with lackluster results by having a very clear outcome, a very clear plan, a very clear target of where we're going. So 3 steps, just in summary, guys. 1, get clear on your business in destination, San Diego, New York City, okay? Are you trying to get to 10 grand a month, 20 grand a month, 30 grand a month, whatever, okay? 2, list out every freaking strategy, modality, way to get there. List them all out. Find the one you want to go all in on for 90 days and make it your superpower.
Another episode in the books, and I hope you got some value out of it. If you did, here's 3 ways to connect a little bit more. First things first, the greatest compliment I could ever get is you sharing this podcast with a friend or fellow colleague. If you have some entrepreneurs out there, small business owners that you think would have got some value from this, do me a favor and share it with them. Like I said, it's the greatest compliment I could ever get. Next, you can get a copy of my book, Triumph, at triumphantlifebook.com. And in Triumph, I outlined 5 key frameworks for you to unlock your greatness inside of you, chase your dreams, and crush big goals. And you can download your free copy right now at triumphantlifebook.com. And finally, if you like concepts and strategies like this, join my free group for experts and entrepreneurs. Go to triumphantlifegroup.com and join our free Facebook group. And each week I go live with a training, a tip, a strategy, and just add tools and free content to your life to help you reach more people. So again, to join my free Facebook group, triumphantlifegroup.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And like I said, I hope you got some value out of today's episode. And just never forget that somebody out there right now needs your help. Somebody out there right now needs to see your message. And you are 1 client away from crushing all of your goals and all of your dreams. Keep chasing your dreams. I believe in you.